You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
With lung cancer. And the treatments that we have today are much less toxic than they used to be.
This year, immunotherapy drugs became available to treat some of the more common types of lung cancer. Immunotherapy drugs are medicines engineered to help your immune system recognize and target cancer. Research shows that in patients who have already had chemotherapy in the past, immunotherapy drugs appear to be more effective than another round of chemo.
Cancer has a way of hiding and pretending that it's part of you, so your immune system doesn't see it and doesn't attack it. The way these drugs work is they block that so that your immune system actually can see the cancer and it can go in and actually destroy it.
According to Dr. Nathan Pinnell with the Cleveland Clinic, immunotherapy doesn't work for everyone, but when it does, the outcomes are much better.
People lived substantially longer. Remissions were substantially longer with immunotherapy than with chemotherapy. And that's really become now our standard of care for all patients who have non-small cell lung cancer who've previously had chemotherapy.
With more at westernjournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor. And this is USA Radio News.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour. The show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
And your weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with partly sunny skies, a high near 57 degrees, westerly winds between 13 and 17 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 29 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 36. Westerly winds again between 13 and 17 miles per hour, and the gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. Saturday, we have mostly sunny skies and a high near 47. Breezy with a northwesterly wind between 11 and 20 miles per hour. The gusts can be as high as 30 miles per hour. Saturday evening, mostly clear and a low around 30 degrees. And northwesterly winds will be less wind at 5 to 13 miles per hour. Sunday, we have sunny skies and a high near 55, and light westerly winds increasing to 5 to 9 miles per hour in the morning. Sunday evening, mostly clear and a low around 35 degrees. Monday, start your work week with sunny skies and a high near 61.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
And good morning. You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines, the radio show, every Friday morning between 10 and 11 here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show, and always glad to reach out to you every Friday morning about the businesses, the people, the nonprofits, the for-profits, all of us who are working together to make our county the best it can be for employment, for living, for play, and all of the hands across Hunterdon that contribute to that through a variety of ways, by volunteering, by helping with fundraising of the nonprofits, by reaching out to a neighbor, simply by shoveling snow. I know we don't want to talk about snow yet, but for a senior that lives next door, all of the different things that we can do to, as they say, pay it forward, we discuss right here on Hands Across Hunterdon. And I'm happy to introduce and welcome our guest on the show today is Eva Lucas. And Eva is a community resource specialist with Hunterdon Helpline. Good morning, Eva.
Good morning, Susan. Glad to be here.
I'm so glad you're on today. Eva's going to give us an overview of some of the things that we do at Helpline, and in particularly because she is a community resource specialist, one of the people that answer the calls of those in need and at risk 24/7, 365 days out of the year. And in addition, Eva is our bilingual staff person, so she's also one of the people in charge of our Spanish hotline. And so she's kind of all across the board. She's has experience with the emergency assistance, with our seniors who we call every day, with our Latino community, and is also helpful with our translation center that helps people in our county with translation if they speak another language other than English. So lots of things you do, Eva.
Yes, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be of help.
Well, you definitely are of help. And I thought that we'd have you on the show today because, you know, we call it Hands Across Hunterdon. You've got your Hands Across Helpline in terms of so many of the different things that we do. And one of the things that we do is literacy services, teaching people English. They may be native English speakers, but somehow fell through the cracks and need help with reading and writing. Or, and the majority of our students are people whose native language is other than English. And we have a waiting list every year. But we also have a Latino community that we offer services to, particularly since we took over Hunterdon Hispanos a couple of years back. One of the reasons we do Salsa Night and Ask the Attorney. And Eva helps out with that in so many ways. Eva, we're talking about immigration with all the debates. This is a huge, huge issue. Regardless of whose side you're on, this is what we're talking about and trying to navigate through. It's not an easy, not easy for anybody, whether you're a legislator trying to come up with a fair and just law, or, you know, even just a resident, a citizen of the United States. It's a debate across kitchen tables, if you will. But we at Helpline have programs for people who are immigrants. We also have a citizen preparation class, which we're very, very proud of. You yourself aren't an immigrant. And tell me about some of the needs that we get in terms of the calls that we get, in terms of you help people fill out some of the applications for literacy. Who are these people? Are they any different from us? Are they the same as us? What do you find, and are they, how do I say this? Are they trying to navigate the system? Are they trying to be part of the system? So often we hear, oh, they're not assimilating, yet our literacy services proves that they do want to learn English. So what has been your experience so far speaking with and helping people who may have come here as an immigrant?
A lot of our calls that come in apparently are a lot of Hispanos, and they're so willing to learn the language. They're willing to, very patient, very accommodating, and they're just patient people, and they're just waiting for their chance to an opportunity to improve themselves in this state of ours.
And you know what? They're an inspiration to me because, first of all, it's not easy to be matched in the literacy services program, for instance, because we try to do it so it's a good match. That means they have to be matched geographically.
Yes.
They have to be matched according to preference. Some people like men, some people like women. No sexism involved. Just, you know, you want to be comfortable when you're working, and this is a one-on-one English instruction program. Geography is huge. Transportation certainly is an issue. And also we need more volunteers. So they are patient. I'm glad you brought that up because they stick with it. You know, if we can't place them right away, we get them calling back and making sure where they are in the queue and so forth and so on. That's a good word to describe them.
They follow up on our recommendation to them. They make sure they show up if we have an appointment with the attorneys. And they're just willing to take the challenge and learn and adapt to the changes that we are faced with.
And many of our students, whether they're Latino or not, have really gone on to getting their citizenship. I mean, this is definitely a major long-term goal of many of our students in the literacy services. And I think, too, with the Ask the Attorney night, because we do have an immigration attorney on hand, it seems to be a goal for those clients as well, would you say?
Yes, we've had a number of clients showing up for the Ask Attorney night program. It's a very good program. We've had follow-ups, and apparently there are a lot of good results that we've achieved from the connection with the attorneys.
Great attorneys, too. A shout-out to them because the way the program works is it's a free legal advice, about 15, 20 minutes of free legal advice, and they call up to make an appointment. They have to tell us what their need is in terms of the legal issue, and then we call our volunteer attorneys to make sure that they are on hand on that Monday night. It's usually the third Monday of the month. And those attorneys, some of them have gone on, and I hesitate to say this. Don't think if you're going to sign up for Ask the Attorney Night, you're going to get, you know, months and months and months of free legal advice. But we have some attorneys who actually have given that to certain clients. And, I mean, they're amazing people, absolutely amazing people, even just to give the 20 minutes to get them in the right direction, tell them what's available, what they're eligible for, and so forth. You know, they certainly are paying it forward.
These attorneys are very well educated. They're very well learned, and they care so much for our clients. They put in their time, their effort, and it's just a wonderful feeling to be part of the program so that our people will improve themselves.
And Eva, what she does for the Ask the Attorney Night, in addition to help coordinating, she translates, and Eva speaks both Spanish and Tagalog because
yes.
That's the language of the Philippines where you're from.
Yes.
And we're going to take a short break because you can tell us firsthand what it's like to come here, what it's like to become part of the system, if you will, and it's not an easy thing. And we know at Helpline, when we're trying to help people, that they have to navigate through a lot of different departments, divisions, and so forth and so on, and having started the Citizen Prep class, there's a lot to learn. So we're going to be right back with Eva after these few words from our sponsors.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline Show. And who is Hunterdon Helpline? Well, we're 46 years old this year, and we are your first call for help. We've been doing that for the last 46 years and hope to continue for the next 46 years because people are in need and are at risk. They face challenges every day, whether it be for shelter, whether it be for mental and physical health reasons, employment, opportunities, suicide prevention, compassionate listening. These are just some of the things that we do, along with our divisions of literacy services, seniors and persons with disabilities, our translation center that's free for everyone in the county. We have been here to help, to provide people with that first call for assistance. We're at 1-800-272-4630, 1-800-272-4630, or call us locally at 908-782-4357, 908-782-4357. Your first call for help, we're not a Google. You don't stay on the phone looking for a menu of options. You get a person right away to help you, whether through our own programs and services or through links and referrals to the other wonderful organizations in the county that have very specific programs for your challenges. We can provide you with that holistic solution, not just one phone number, but a holistic solution to whatever it is you are facing. So again, give us a call or go and visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org, www.helplinehc.org. And we're back having a conversation with one of the people who answer those calls. Eva Lucas is our community resource specialist. She is also our bilingual staff member who answers our Spanish hotline and helps people with the translation center as well. Has her hands in a couple of different things at Helpline. And we've been talking about how the Latino community in particular has been very willing and able in terms of connecting with English instruction resources, citizenship resources, all kinds of opportunities here in our county to get them through the system, in the system, to help their families become the wonderful citizens that they are, working, playing, living here the same as everyone else. We've all started out here as immigrants, and we've all had to meet these challenges of being an immigrant. And Eva, you're originally from the Philippines.
Yes.
What was it like coming here? Can you give us what some of these people, whether, you know, we talk about the Hispanic community quite a bit, but our literacy services program also has a huge population of Asian and Egyptian and Arabic speaking people as well. And you can see that through the Freeholders' new comprehensive economic development report that those populations are on the rise here in the county. So what is it like? You know, I was born here. I guess I'm, what do they call it, first generation?
Yes.
on my father's side, second on my mother's. But what, you know, I did not have to figure it out, so to speak.
We came here years ago. Of course, it was over 20 years, and it was a new life for us. But being that I, of course, we know English, we spoke English, and we went to college and we learned. It was very, very rewarding experience. A lot of opportunities for immigrants. A lot of immigrants call. A lot of Hispanics call, and what they do is they're interested in the opportunities that the that's provided in this country. They're willing to learn, and it's also a risk-taking issue that people are willing to to undergo.
That's a very important part of the process. You know, there is a risk, especially you know even if they have a visa or whatever, it is not easy, even when you do it legally, to go through these hoops. And you know, we all know that this is the greatest country. We know that this is the land of opportunity. Why wouldn't somebody want to live here? But there's lots of different risks, even legally. There's risks of being in a community where you don't know the language, you can't speak to your neighbors, your children go to school and they are under the autonomy of a teacher whom you're not able to communicate with successfully. Physicians, how do you go to a doctor? I bring this up all the time when my children went abroad to study, the difficulties that they had not understanding the language and just ordering a cup of coffee. Or my one son, I love this story because we're both mayonnaise fanatics, looking for mayonnaise and just buying every white substance on the grocery shelf because he could not ask for mayonnaise. It's not easy.
No, it's not. We've had friends who apparently had a language problem, and she apparently learned English, studied all over again, and she had to open up her own business. How she get the funds for that? She borrowed from her friends. She borrowed because she claimed that if she borrowed from the bank, that there would be interest, of course, involved. Right. So she borrowed from her friends, made sure she got the right resources. She has a business in Clinton. She's a hairdresser and doing very well.
So we're talking about people who are here for the American dream.
Yes.
They're not here to take jobs away. They're not here to freeload or whatever. These are people who are here for those opportunities. And we can see that right here on Main Street, Flemington. My goodness, the amount of of stores and restaurants that have opened up. Again, hardworking people. One of the things that I see with the people who are in our literacy services program, that they don't have just one job, that they have two jobs, that they're not only, somebody comes to mind right away, not only working to support themselves, but working to support their entire family here, save for the future, but also sending money back home.
Yes, they do.
To family there.
Yes, they're law-abiding citizens. They go by, you know, they don't get into trouble with the police. They try as much as they can. They pay their taxes. They're honest people. And people like that who really try very hard with this issues that's faced against them, not just the language barrier, but the taxes issues and the marital problems. They try very hard to stay clear of the law.
And one of the things that's working with the other organizations as well, also very interesting, that there are opportunities here, and I'm going to stray from immigration and immigrants at the moment, because there are opportunities here, and this is where Helpline comes in, that people don't even know about. People call us and they have no idea how to find the resources that they need, whether it's for education, employment, etc. We have the one stop here now in Flemington, which is wonderful, so that people who are unemployed can go to the one stop, find employment, etc. But people don't know that. No matter how much everybody advertises, people don't know that. It's one of the great things about Helpline that we can refer them. But so many people, regardless of, you know, whether they're first generation, second generation, citizens, whatever, do not know that there are resources to help them.
They don't know that the Helpline is open 24/7. There are a variety of programs available. There's telephone reassurance, there's sheltering, there's literacy services, and this it would be to the advantage, the best interest of our clients or citizens to know about this, just to take advantage of it. It doesn't cost a dime.
It definitely doesn't cost a dime, because we are funded through donations and support. We're going to get to that because we have a fundraiser coming up on Tuesday. And we try to get the word out. We just... in case you're listening, look at the link. The Shuffle Bus now has our advertisement on it. I'm so proud of it. I actually passed one of the Link's buses yesterday and finally saw the sign. So no excuses. And if you're listening and you don't need our help, keep our number handy, because your neighbor might, or your friend might, a fellow student might. 1-800-272-4630, 1-800-272-4630, no matter what the issue. We will direct you to the appropriate resource to help you with your particular challenge. And it's very, very important. Interestingly, in terms of outreach, you know, we have the website, we have Facebook, etc. But I think word of mouth is so important, because I know with literacy services or with our community translation center, which, by the way, any business, any person can call us for that opportunity too. And like I said, we have a cadre of translators from obviously Spanish, as we said, Tagalog, thanks to Eva, Arabic, Egyptian, Russian, what else?
Chinese, Polish.
Polish. We're in the midst of getting Polish. It seems to be a big one now. If you're listening and you can be a Polish volunteer, please give us a call. We even have American Sign Language. So we try to be available, because, again, in the midst of an issue, it's not easy to navigate if you don't have somebody to assist you. We've sent our translators to doctor's offices, to out in the field with social workers from the Department of Social Services. We've really kind of hit every place that a person needs to to navigate. We've had people to help with filling out documents, etc. These are not certified translators. I want to put that caveat out there, but it gets the person started. And while many of the companies have the language phone line, that's not a person who's living in your neighborhood. That's not a person who you can see in front of you who empathizes with you, oftentimes
right.
having been in the same position. So there is help out there, but outreach is definitely a problem. We'll talk about that a little more when we come back from this break.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. The Iraqi military says U.S.-backed forces have entered a strategic town held by ISIS. A military official says Kurdish troops have entered the town of Sinjar, Iraq, after a day of battling extremists. The official said the troops approached from all directions and started clearing out the remaining ISIS terrorists. Sinjar is on a major highway linking ISIS strongholds in Iraq and Syria. The highway is an active supply route for the terrorists. President Obama says nobody thinks Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's plan to deport millions of illegal immigrants living in America is realistic.
It's not only deportation. It's building a wall, and I mean a real wall. Mexico will pay for the wall. Most politicians wouldn't understand how you'd go about doing that. It'll happen.
In an interview with ABC News, Obama also said it would cost billions and would send the wrong message to the world. New York Senator Chuck Schumer says Russia should be banned from the 2016 Olympics following revelations about widespread doping. The Democratic senator claims Russian officials helped cover up the cheating. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Owning and caring for a home comes with a lot of to-dos. Tune up the furnace, clean the gutters, remodel the kitchen. Whatever your home improvement need, HomeAdvisor can help you find a pro you can trust to get the job done right. Go to rebuild.homeadvisor.com for instant access to top-rated pros in your area, including electricians, handymen, plumbers, whatever type of home pro you need. And HomeAdvisor is absolutely free to use. At HomeAdvisor, you can read customer reviews of the pros, even use the cost guide to find out what hundreds of other home projects cost in your area. And because HomeAdvisor knows it's important to find a pro you can trust in your home, they conduct background checks on their service professionals. It's just one of the reasons more than 25 million homeowners have used HomeAdvisor. Go to rebuild.homeadvisor.com to find the right pro for your project. That's rebuild.homeadvisor.com.
The weather for today begins with partly sunny skies and a high near 57. Westerly winds between 13 to 17 miles per hour, and gusts can get as high as 29 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 36. Westerly winds again between 13 and 17 miles per hour, and gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly sunny skies and a high near 47. Breezy with northwesterly winds, again gusting between 11 and 20 miles per hour, as much as getting as high as 30 miles per hour. Saturday evening, mostly clear and a low around 30. Northwesterly winds, a little bit calmer, between 5 and 13 miles per hour. And Sunday, we have sunny skies, a high near 55, and light westerly winds increasing from 5 to 9 miles per hour in the morning. Sunday evening, mostly clear and a low around 35. Monday, sunny skies and a high near 61. That will go down to 36 degrees in the evening with partly cloudy skies. And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline Show, on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio every Friday morning between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show. And I want to give a shout out to Hunterdon Helpline, 46 years, and we need your help. We're having a fundraiser this Tuesday night, November 17th. It is called the Town Crawl, and this particular one is the Clinton Town Crawl. It honors the town of Clinton, as well as giving you information about what we do as an organization, reaching out throughout Hunterdon County. The town crawl is modeled after a pub crawl or a progressive dinner. We start at Prutai for appetizers, and then we stroll on over to the Clinton House for dinner, and we've got a wonderful menu there. And then finally stroll on over to the Hunterdon County Art Museum for desserts and art. Our desserts will be provided by Christie's Artisan Bread and Pastries, and making my mouth water just saying it. They are $100 per ticket for a four-course meal and the opportunity to donate to one of the oldest nonprofits in Hunterdon County, Your First Call for Help, Hunterdon Helpline. How do you purchase your tickets and support this fabulous, I might say, organization? You can go online to www.helplinehc.org, helplinehc.org, and you can go to the town crawl page and hit donate. Just say in the donate box that you are signing up for the town crawl in Clinton. Or you can simply call us up on the phone, 908-782-4357, and we can reserve your tickets. It's this Tuesday. Space is limited, but we still have some tickets available. And if you want to do something in the tradition of paying it forward, you have a fabulous, fun time, as well as donating to a very worthwhile organization. We've already had a town crawl in Flemington, and it got rave reviews. If you don't like strolling, you can always go to each of the venues by car. There's plenty of parking. But Clinton this time of year is wonderful because they truly have started to decorate for the holidays, and it's just that quaint storybook town. So we're looking forward to enjoying the evening there with all of you. Again, more information, 908-782-4357. And so I'm joined today by one of our community resource specialists at Hunterdon Helpline, and also our Spanish translator, Eva Lucas. And we've been talking about the trials and tribulations of immigrants who come here and what we can do for them and the opportunities that not just our wonderful country affords them, but also right here in Hunterdon County. We have very friendly organizations and agencies that do reach out to our immigrants here and offer them the kind of assistance that they need to become acclimated first, to be able to navigate the system second, to utilize those resources, to understand those resources, to get their families situated, their children in school, etc., connected to wonderful programs and services such as Helpline's literacy services to learn English. And it's just amazing. When we took over Literacy Volunteers of Hunterdon County and it became Literacy Services of Hunterdon Helpline, Eva, the amount of people who have been through that program, who have gone on to get their GEDs or even college, who have been able to go to parent-teacher conferences with their children as a result, who have gained better employment or just employment yes. as a result, and also their citizenship. It's been so amazing and so rewarding from my point of view. You know, we started out with probably 30 people in the program the first year. It's yes. now well over 60 people, and we have brought down our waiting list to about an average of 12 people
yes.
each year. And I also want to give a shout out to the people that sponsor us. We get funding through the state and the Department of Labor. We get funding through our local United Way of Hunterdon County. Thanks so much for continuing your support of our literacy services. We've got another couple of grants in the works we're hoping yes. to hear back about, but also the individuals, Eva, who donate to Hunterdon County, the corporations like Merck, Unity Bank, Provident Bank gave our literacy services a check this year that we're so grateful for. People really step up, and I think that's some of the things that, on a positive note, we should talk about here in terms of immigration, that the people who are already here,
yes,
do open up, yes, their hearts, their pocketbooks, their, yes, time and effort. I think of the volunteers that help us with literacy services.
It's nice to know there are people out there, there's organizations out there that are willing to fund and help the helpline. We have a need where people who they need resources as far as helping them with the utilities. We've had a case where this person had a shutdown notice, and we were able to help that person at least get through. And it's a very rewarding experience, and we are really, really grateful to know that there's organizations out there who's willing to provide donations.
And also to help. The YMCA of Huntington County helps the population in need. They also have a citizenship program. They also have a English instruction program. You might be saying, well, why do we have all of these? Why isn't it centralized? Well, each of these programs is different, and we all bring a different expertise to the table. So the ESC, who we are part of a consortium with, that gets Department of Labor funding, they, for instance, have classroom instruction. Ours is one-on-one. It's for the adult learner that can fit into a 3 o'clock in the afternoon classroom environment that works and can only come to a course, say, on a Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. We have so many other people that we collaborate with. So the Norwest CAP Career Life and Transition Center, another one for women who and men who need education in computers, who are getting back into the workforce, say after raising small children. All of these opportunities, if you put them all together, particularly like, for instance, your utility assistance clients, it's not about the bill that they could not pay. It's about why they could not pay it. Perhaps they're underemployed. Perhaps they need a different job. Perhaps to get that job, they need better skill sets. Maybe it is English instruction for reading and writing. Maybe it's computer skills. So what happens at Helpline when they call? We don't just say, okay, let's take care of your October utility bill, because you're in arrears. We say, why are you there? Why are you in this place? Can we connect you with our work connectivity program and the one stop so that you have two places to go to instead of one? Can we connect you to the computer instruction at the Career Life and Transition Center? There's so many organizations that we refer to on a daily basis. We have, as Eva will tell you, as a community resource specialist, whenever she has to refer, she clicks on that button on the computer and 1,500 programs and services come up, all categorized, whether it's for housing, utility assistance, English, employment, education, mental and physical issues. So the list goes on and on. So it's not just about giving the fish. It's about teaching somebody how to fish, wouldn't you say?
Yes, exactly, Susan. You're right. I mean, we've had a lot of cases wherein we're able to help a lot of our clients. And it would be good to know that people are aware of what the helpline does, because telephone reassurance is another big program that I really like. Talking
our
to seniors,
yes,
reaching
that's
out
a big
to them.
Part.
Yes, I like that program. Reaching out to them, they don't realize. They thought we were making them happy, but it's the other way around.
Everybody says that. Everybody who, you know, whoever in the office has been on the air with me has said the same thing. Okay, so what's telephone reassurance? Our Seniors and Disability Services Division is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I will say that when we talk about our seniors, it's not far afield from immigration, because we do have seniors who have been immigrants or now citizens, but who do speak another language. And oftentimes we do need to navigate that, connect them with one of our community translation center volunteers. But we call our seniors to help them age in place once or several times a day. It could simply be a social chat because no one else calls them. Even a week can go by and they don't have any human interaction. It could be a reminder for meds. It could be a reminder to take their meal, to test their blood sugar if they have diabetes. And we do these calls from 8 o'clock in the morning to 8:30 in the evening. And it is absolutely amazing, absolutely amazing that, as Eva says, I'm not sure who is rewarded more. And so we've had Noah on, we've had Max on, we've had Meriden on, and everybody loves telephone reassurance. The downside, it's not really a downside, but checking in on them, we literally have saved some of our clients' lives. We have talked to people who were in the midst of a stroke while we were talking to them and were able to get them emergency services. Someone whose blood sugar was low was passing out. We've gotten them emergency services. So while we enjoy the calls, there are many, many times, unfortunately, when we have had to take action and make sure that they've gotten the appropriate emergency services that they need immediately. And that's really what the program is about. Can we age in place in our familiar surroundings as we age? Can we do it when we don't need round-the-clock care, but we need a helping hand? We need somebody checking in on us. And what people don't realize is we have so many clients that don't have friends or family. You know, they don't have that broader support system. So I agree with you.
If I may say so, we've had clients that the family hasn't called them for weeks. We've had clients who the doctor hasn't seen them, and just a simple phone call from the Hunterdon helpline, it's very helpful to the clients as far as just reaching out to them and reminding them to take their medication and to have food. It's very helpful for the clients.
And again, I you know, we talk about our sponsors. I want to give a shout out to the sponsors of that program. We do get funds from Hunterdon County through the state. We do get funds from Johnson & Johnson's Community Foundation, which we're very grateful for. And most recently, again, United Way of Hunterdon County has supported our telephone reassurance program. And we're just very proud that we have all these people, once again, all these hands wrapping themselves around the people in our community to make sure that they get the help that they need. So we've got to take a short break. We'll be back after a brief message or two.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, who hosts the show. And we've been talking with Eva Lucas, who is our community resource specialist at Hunterdon Helpline and also our bilingual staff member. We've gone through the gamut here about all of our clients from literacy services. We ended with telephone assurance for seniors. We certainly have, hopefully, empowered people who do come to our area who may need some of our services. Like we said, you know, you're an immigrant, a citizen. I'm a second generation, both first and second generation American, and it's really tough. It's tough. We have to remember that people come here all the time, and even legally are facing a lot of different challenges, and I hope we extend a hand to them. To help Helpline do all of these wonderful things, again, we're having a fundraiser on Tuesday, November 17th. Tickets are limited to our town crawl, which honors the town of Clinton. It's a progressive dinner modeled after a pub crawl, and we start a prutai for appetizers. We stroll on over or roll on over if you prefer to take your car to the Clinton House, and then on to the Hunterdon Art Museum for dessert and art and the culture of a wonderful, wonderful town. It's a fun evening. We've already done it in Flemington. And in addition to your four-course meal and getting a wonderful taste of the town of Clinton, you, of course, will be supporting our programs and services, always free to those in need and at risk. And a big shout-out to Patton, Heidi, and Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial. They are always a good friend of Hunterdon Helpline, and they have sponsored our Clinton Crawl. And we really appreciate it. Both Joe Patton and Michelle Heidi, again, have been great supporters of Hunterdon Helpline, their entire organization. And this is really what we're talking about when we talk about Hands Across Hunterdon, that social responsibility is not just something that we do for the advertising of it, but because we are committed as people, because we are compassionate, because we do want to give that helping hand. And again, a shout out to Patton, Heidi, and Associates for sponsoring this wonderful, fun event this Tuesday. There's still some tickets left. Call us at 908-782-4357. If you want to support this 46-year-old institution here in the county that is your first call for help, we operate 24 hours a day, 365 days out of the year. We are open on Thanksgiving. We are open on Christmas. We are open on New Year's Day to answer your call. We never missed a beat during Sandy to help you out, to help your family, your neighbors, your employees. So we do appreciate your support, and we look forward to your continued support. So, Eva, we've been talking, again, a little bit about Helpline, and you can find out more about Helpline and how to purchase tickets at www.helplinehc.org, www.helplinehc.org, or give us a call at 908-782-4357. But I want to sort of capitalize on your enthusiasm when you started talking about seniors and also your concern over our immigrant population. We need to have compassion for others, and I think that's what you sort of encapsulated your energy and your words tell us, that again, that they're moccasins that all of us might be wearing at any point in our lifetime, and to reach out to others is so important.
See, I enjoy working with seniors, talking to them, and it's in me that we are here to help. We are here to help not just in your shift, but when you go home, you kind of think of, gee, I wonder if so-and-so is okay. Right. I wonder if so-and-so is doing well. And it's just in our nature that we are just so willing to help. When we try to shelter people, we are very willing to help. Sometimes I help them, and sometimes there's issues, and I always call Susan for help.
because I'm on call 24/7. I'm always around.
So we always give it a try. We're here to help you.
Well, you know, it's again, the people that we haven't praised are our volunteers. We have 90 volunteers who help us. And I was thinking about our literacy service volunteers who teach English. Again, we've been talking about our immigrants. Whenever we give the tutor training class, I always let them know that they're not alone with their student, that they always have the backing of 100 and Helpline. They don't have to be a social worker, because we do that work for them. Because our volunteers, like you, are always concerned. It's not just, they don't just get up from the table and say, okay, I just taught you 10 more vocabulary words or what have you. They say, oh my gosh, you had trouble with transportation today. How can I help you? Oh my gosh, your daughter has an assignment in class that involves her parents, and yet her parents cannot write English. How do I help you? These are things that they know. They come right back to Helpline, and they talk to a community resource specialist like yourself, Eva, who can say, you don't have to worry about transportation. Let's see how we can hook them up. You don't have to worry about, say it's, again, use the example, utility assistance, or how to navigate in the school system, how to talk to that teacher to let them know how the parent can do the assignment. We can provide a translator. So we've got their back. And I always tell them that you don't have to play social worker. I love your compassion and so forth. But always have the little blue card available that either they can call Helpline or their clients can call Helpline. And because, again, what we do as the Information and Referral Service of Hunterdon County specifically is not just connect them with our programs and services, but we connect them to the Family Success Center. We connect them to Family Promise. We connect them to the YMCA for their wonderful child care program. All of the above. That's what we're here for, not just to provide our programs and services, but to connect the dots. And we want to give a shout out to all those dots, all those nonprofit organizations in Hunterdon County, all the ones that are part of our GiveHunterdon.org organization, and say, I hope that this season you get your wish, you get the funding that you need, and to continue the good work that you do for so many people. Eva, our time is up. I know it went quickly.
Oh, dear. Okay.
But we're going to have Eva back on again, and I really do appreciate it. It's great to have a perspective different than mine. And
thank
also,
you, Susan. Thank you.
This was great. I appreciate my staff as well, so a shout out to them. We're going to say goodbye till next Friday, and I hope you all have a fantastic weekend.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. The Iraqi military says U.S.-backed forces have entered a strategic town held by ISIS. A military official says Kurdish troops have entered the town of Sinjar, Iraq, after a day of battling extremists. The official said the troops approached from all directions and started clearing out the remaining ISIS terrorists. Sinjar is on a major highway linking ISIS strongholds in Iraq and Syria. The highway is an active supply route for the terrorists. President Obama says nobody thinks Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's plan to deport millions of illegal immigrants living in America is realistic.
It's not only deportation. It's building a wall, and I mean a real wall. Mexico will pay for the wall. Most politicians wouldn't understand how you'd go about doing that. It'll happen.
In an interview with ABC News, Obama also said it would cost billions and would send the wrong message to the world. New York Senator Chuck Schumer says Russia should be banned from the 2016 Olympics following revelations about widespread doping. The Democrat.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street.